Good morning and welcome. Just in time, Guru has arrived. And now for our time of worship. Our call to worship is on the screen, or if you want to follow it in your Bibles, it's Psalm 121. And if I say those in yellow, and you say those in white, if you're able to stand, please do so. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shadow at your right hand.
The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, earth and
earth. Amen. What a reassurance. That makes me so glad to be part of God's family. Our first hymn that we're going to sing is Rock of Ages. And that's Mission Praise 582 or on the screen. Please be seated. And if you'd like to join me in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come together as your chosen family. Even though I wondered whether I should catch Noah's Ark to come here this morning because of all the rain, you give your strength to your people that we may come together and worship in you. We just invite you now, Lord, whether we're in regular contact with you or whether we've drifted away, to just come and be with us this morning as we sit in your presence. I pray that you'd use my words for your work, that you'd touch people's hearts and open people's ears and eyes that they may see your glory on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. Move us, move amongst us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, look at all these shiny faces. I'm so blessed. Thank you. Thanks, Tay, for the throat. We're sharing germs. Yes, how lovely it is to be together. And this morning, Sharon and I have asked kindly to do a dramatic scene for me. So, if we're ready, we're going to have a drama scene from our church theatrical players. Have I boosted you up enough?
Hey, Per! Start again. That's you.
Yes, we ever be
amateurs. Rank amateurs. Hey, Lily, I've got news.
What is it, Pearl?
I've finally been made the CEO of our company.
Wow.
Now we are both successful working women.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm really pleased for you. But a teacher, not quite a CEO.
Well, you're chief executive officer in the classroom. I'm celebrating. Want to come round?
Sure thing. I'm a bit muddy, though. I've been walking with my walking group, but I'll be right over.
Wow. I've spent the morning in the car showroom. I really need to invest in a better car.
We walked by the river, and we saw a kingfisher, a heron, and that cute little egret that lives behind Lidl.
I saw a Porsche, a BMW, and a very cute little Ferrari that lives in the Odeby showroom.
Nice. Let me know when you've got it and I'll you can take me for a spin.
Hey, I've got news. My investments are really paying off. I'm realising some equity and buying a house in the country.
Oh, that's great, but I will miss you. It's been good having you as a neighbour.
I know. I'll miss you too. But with great riches comes great responsibilities. Want to come house hunting this weekend?
No, sorry. We've got the community picnic. I've got the only car big enough to carry a wheelchair and two rollators.
I'll be hardly able to get the kids in the back of the Porsche. Bad luck. See you around.
Actually, I'm really looking forward to it. I love playing rounders in the park. It takes me back to my school days.
Nice. Hi there. It's been a long time.
Yes, I miss you volunteering with me at Oxfam on a Saturday. Everyone's been asking after you.
Yes, I used to really enjoy the company. Truth is, I have to work all hours now in my new role and keep on top of my financial portfolio.
How are the kids?
I haven't seen them this term. They're at their new boarding schools. It's such an opportunity for them to have a private education and the chances I never got at our crappy comprehensive.
You did all right, didn't you?
Yeah, I know, right? But it's what's expected of families in our position. How are your kids?
Well, they have their ups and downs, but we're working it through with a little help.
Sorry to hear that. Anything I can do?
Thanks, but we've been doing a lot of talking and it's kind of bringing the family closer together. We're planning a walking holiday in the lakes.
We're off to the Swiss mountains skiing soon. Never been before, but friends of the kids at their posh schools have recommended some really nice ski lodges.
Cool. Well, it ought to be in all that snow.
Hey, Lily, I've got great news. I'm going to take you to the Ritz this weekend for afternoon tea. And then I have a table booked at a really fancy restaurant in St. John's Wood. And then we're
going to... going to have to stop you there. I'm afraid I am rather booked up this weekend. I've got tickets to go to Market Harbour Theatre to see a film. Then I've promised to help with the vintage fashion show at the Church Hall. And then some friends and I are planning a wild swim at Stony Cove on Sunday afternoon. Wild swimming is meant to be really good for you, for your well-being.
Are you joking? Market Harbour Film Club rather than the Ritz?
And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
It's got a lovely new giant screen.
A jumble sale of old clothes.
Vintage. You know, fashion is ruining the planet, and it's really fun.
Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labour or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendour was dressed like one of these.
Swimming in an old quarry when you could swim at the best pool in one of the best hotels in London.
Well, I know it sounds a bit lame, but I love it.
Do not be afraid, little flock, for your father has been pleased to give you the kingdom.
It seems that you and I have grown apart.
I'm sorry to hear you say that.
Sell your possessions and give to the poor.
Seems I've managed to better myself, and you are still stuck in the same old place.
Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys.
I don't see it that way.
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Looks like this is the parting of the ways, Lily. See you round.
Thank you very much. Sometimes it's easier to see than it is to hear. May God grant us understanding about that dramatic scene, and I pray we know the difference as God's children.
And I'm sure we've all experienced in some point of our life where we've lost so-called friends because we've chosen the kingdom and they've chosen the world. Our first reading is from Luke 12, verses 22 to 34. The girls have done the rest. Previously, in the Gospel of Luke, through various other ministers this month, we've heard how Jesus sent out the 72 to carry the message of the gospel, that the kingdom of God has come near to those who have accepted them and not turned them away. We've also heard about the Good Samaritan, and out of all the people that passed him on the road, it was the least likely that stopped to bring aid to his distress. Do you see some similarities? We now move on to look at the passage that says, do not worry. But first of all, let's worship again, and I know it's one of Hillary's favourites, All Things Bright and Beautiful. If you can stand to worship. Please be seated. And now, Margaret, I think we've got the church news. Good morning.
A warm welcome to our service today, which is led by Georgina Licorice, who is a member of our church family. If you're here for the first time visiting, you're very welcome. It's lovely to have you here with us for our service. And a warm welcome to Colin Ashworth, who is our musician today. Colin hasn't been with us before, so it's a real pleasure and a privilege to have you, Colin.
Thank you
for coming and for your wonderful playing. Moving on, the coming week is fairly quiet because it's half term, so I guess some of you'll have grandparent duties and be busy with other things. I certainly am. I've got a little dog to look after. Yes, so the main thing for next week is on Friday, it's the first of the Lent lunches. So we are due to take that, to lead that service. So I know Jan and Sheila and myself will be there leading that. So that starts at 12:30 and it is at the Methodist Church. And after the service, there will be the Catholic ladies, the ladies from the Catholic Church, always make the most wonderful soup because they make the soup and the money that they make from that goes to a charity in Africa that they've supported for many years. So it's really a lovely occasion. So that will be not only next Thursday, but during Lent, not only next Friday, each Friday during Lent, there will be a service at 12:30 on the Friday at the Methodist Church and led by the different churches throughout Market Harbour. But we will be there next week, so please do come along and support that service. Thank you. Thank you for the offerings that you make today and for the offerings that you make each week for our church, God's work here in Market Harbour, and also for our partner church in Targamores. Your gifts are greatly appreciated here, and we ask for God's guidance to ensure that we use them wisely for his purpose. So thank you so much. Refreshments will be served this morning, and we have cake this morning because I think I can say that Julie's got a special birthday coming up tomorrow. So please do join us in the Jubilee Hall for coffee after the service. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. As I've prayed this morning, and I feel like I've done about 10 Red Bulls because the Spirit has just got me all revved up. I shared the gratefulness of what a family that we are in this church, that there is no hierarchy, that we're all brothers and sisters side by side doing the will of God. And one of the things that we used to do at this church many years ago, but we haven't done so much lately, and one of the things I'd like to share with you now is, Julie's a very lovely member of our church, and I wonder if we could join together in singing the birthday song that we used to sing when Suzanne was here. So, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, every day of the year, may you feel Jesus near.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, and the best that you've ever had.
Right, on to the more pressing things and serious things now. And if Jane would like to come and share the scripture with us this morning.
This is Luke 12, 13 to 34. And if you want to follow in the Pew Bibles, it's on page 1044. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. How much more valuable are you than the birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it, for the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Thank you, Jane.